Ohio Governor Mike DeWine began Wednesday's coronavirus press conference by acknowledging the tragic death of a 16-year-old girl shot by a Columbus police officer Tuesday. While he urged people to remain calm while the Bureau of Criminal Investigation review unfolds, he also took the opportunity to talk about the need for police reform. DeWine says legislation on police training and accountability will be introduced by State Representative Phil Plummer in the next few days. A key provision is the creation of a statewide peace officer oversight board.
In other professions, if you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a lawyer, there's a state board that has the ability to pull a license, to suspend a license. It's time we do that in the area of law enforcement. Again, it is a profession. We should treat it as such.
The legislation will also formalize the currently voluntary use of force database. And it will create an officer discipline database that will compile data from over 900 law enforcement agencies.
The situation we have now is someone can go from one police department to another, and if they left under bad terms and that officer doesn't even report that he worked at the other, one law enforcement agency may have no idea.
In 2013, Timothy Lehman joined the Cleveland Police Department without disclosing he had been deemed emotionally unstable and dismissed from the Independence, Ohio Police Division as unfit for duty less than a year earlier. In 2014, Lehman shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice outside of a Cleveland rec center. Perhaps most importantly, DeWine says the legislation would develop a secure, independent source of funding for officer training, standardizing ongoing professional training in areas like implicit bias, de-escalation, and use of force across all agencies. Last June, DeWine ordered a review of use of force policy among all cabinet-level departments and used executive order to ban the use of chokeholds. He also ordered the Ohio Highway Patrol to phase in mandatory body cameras, which he says they're currently doing.